What's happening with close passes? A group of police officers sit staring at the computer screen, watching a piece of video evidence submitted by Samuel Shoesmith. They listen to him exclaim as the car overtakes within mere inches of his bicycle. They look at each other. They laugh. Oh, we haven't got time for this. The driver of the car didn't actually touch him. They were both going straight. Another officer hits the delete key and watches as a recycle bin fills up. Next! This is what I imagine happens. This nightmare scenario is based on submitting footage and hearing awful police responses over the last few years, and then, in the last year, actually not hearing anything back at all, because they claim it is for data protection reasons. They could actually be dismissing anything submitted and we would be none the wiser. The cloak of secrecy still shrouds the outcome of public submitted video content in Northamptonshire. Right now, if I were to submit footage from a dash cam or bicycle camera to Northamptonshire Police, I would not hear back whatsoever of the outcome unless it went all the way to court. This needs to change. For a very long time, I have been asking Northamptonshire Police to be better. And here I've included a couple of examples of when I've tweeted Northamptonshire Police with evidence of other police forces using a very public dashcam feedback scenario. The police cannot be everywhere, but the public can. Transparency is what is needed with the policing of our roads. More reporting can be encouraged by the act of being more open, knowing that a careless or dangerous driver will be receiving points sent on a compulsory education course or saying goodbye to their license will make a reporter more inclined to repeat, knowing that their time and energy in doing so has been worthwhile. The reporting would have helped contribute towards the policing of our roads and at the end of the day potentially saved someone from injury or death. Built into my front and rear bicycle lights are cameras, or rather, built into my cameras are bicycle lights. For years and years, I have used these for each and every ride. Most drivers are sensible. They wait for a few seconds, and when it is safe and legal to do so, they overtake. However, some are careless and dangerous. Over the years, I've reported quite a few. I can count on just one hand the successes, though. Most are dismissed. Some have been given written warnings. I only know this from a couple of years ago. It was just over 1 year ago that Northants Police decided to alter this and they launched Operation Snap. The idea was that this was one portal for people to easily submit their footage to and fill out a binding witness statement at the same time. The reason I wrote this piece today is because the company Cyclic, who made the bicycle cameras that I own, also run a website called upride.cc, and I had a look at their map on their site. So their website encourages people who film their journeys to upload footage of closed passes or crashes or bad paths or roads, and there was nothing at all for Wellingborough. So I was quite shocked that there was nothing, and I therefore decided to go back through my archive to see all the closed passes that I have had over the years and upload some of them to the website. As per the policy of reporting footage to the police, you cannot upload it at the same time to social media, as it could potentially affect the court outcome should it reach there. Therefore, it has been the case that the worst instances of closed passes and dangerous driving haven't been uploaded to my public YouTube because of this. So I was searching through my archive the other night and I saw an incident that happened on the 28th of June last year. Whilst waiting at the traffic lights, I heard a car come up behind me. We waited. We went to the same exit and all was fine, but just as we got to the exit, rather than wait for a couple of seconds to safely and legally pass, the driver chose to close past me and then threw some liquid. It was a perfectly dry evening, it couldn't have been rain, and also the travel of the liquid suggests it came from the car. The liquid then entered my mouth. I got home and went through the rigmarole of reporting this. As per the ridiculous policy change, I was not due to hear back anything, but I wasn't really aware of this at the time. I submitted it onto the online portal. I was so angry because not only had they closed past me, they had thrown this liquid. I emailed to say that I wanted to find out what happened. The police officer said that as I hadn't suggested it was a harmful liquid, it was deemed to be harmless and therefore I would not hear back anymore, and she assured me that appropriate action would be taken. She stated that as the liquid had caused no skin irritation, that now, due to this Northamptonshire Police policy, I would not be updated owing to data protection. And here is the tweet that I sent to say, what is going on? What do you mean data protection? Because it was quite new at this time. Still upset and angry by this a few weeks later, I called the force control room to ask what was going on and asked for an update. It took an age to find, as apparently the online reference numbers are not dealt with by them. Eventually they found it and they stated that the case had been reviewed by an officer and the case was now dismissed and the file closed. So nothing had been done. The opening paragraph I made above was based on the worries that I have, because I know the way that police have dealt with clear-cut close passes in the years gone by. Back in 2018, I reported a very close pass. It's very clear that it was a close pass by a van driver. A week later, I had a call back asking me what I wanted them to do. The police officer stated it was hard to tell how close it was. I began explaining the concept of close passing and the highway code to him. I asked him for a warning of a section 59 to be issued to the driver. This was to educate him and to allow more room to be taken for future passes, and if it wasn't, then the van would be seized if he was caught. The officer, I think, reluctantly agreed. Another case a few years ago I distinctly remember was a driver wanted to get past me. I was in the middle of the lane at a junction, checking that it was safe for me to pull out, and he close passed me on that junction without looking to see if anything was coming. The police responded to my report, essentially saying that, yeah, he shouldn't have really done that, but they then went on to state that I'd goaded him by being in the middle of the lane. I was shocked. Operation Snap hides all of this. Have they miraculously changed? I think when Operation Snap launched, they wrongly scooped up close pass evidence into their portal of not reporting. Ironically, they have given overall feedback by reporting on how the operation has gone after just over a year of running. It states that Operation Snap allows motorists to upload footage and fails to even mention cyclists. With this policy move, they are classing the careless, sometimes dangerous and most definitely antisocial act of close passing as the cyclist being a mere witness rather than the victim. Therefore, according to the operation, they do not get any feedback. Strangely, to act as an excuse that they then go on to state this is due to data protection for the reason for being so obscure. This is simply a policy change and one that can easily be amended, and it should be. Other police forces feed back to video submitters, including the Metropolitan Police. At the end of the report that they made talking about their operation this past year, they said that the most common reason for a rejected submission is insufficient video evidence. The question is, how would the submitter know this? They will continue submitting the same quality of footage because they haven't been told it's wrong, if of course they do continue to submit footage if they think it's worthwhile. I've included a couple of tweets here with examples of how the Metropolitan Police report back to the members of the public who report, and it simply encourages them to do so. I've been tweeting about this for ages and ages. There are a group of us that argue that the change is needed. If you click on the tweets to see them on Twitter, it's quite clear that there are some personal accounts of police officers who are trying to tweet in support. PC Lee has responded using his official police account, saying that this move was outright his idea and that people on bicycles will never be able to hear back because of this implemented policy. End of. I kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and every so often sending tweets on the lines of the above. Eventually, I managed to get the attention of the Chief Constable for Northamptonshire Police, Nick Adderley. Here is his response, and I've included a tweet of his response saying basically that he saw the debate that I was involved in the previous week about submitting footage and the potential for people to report back, and he will look into it. And a few days later, he then tweeted and said, as promised, we have decided to contact all who submit dashcam footage to update them with progress of the report. And I thought that was great. I'm so pleased that the efforts have led to this. There seems to be movement in the right direction. And this was back in July. The Chief Constable did state that it was a case that new people would need to be employed for reviewing the footage, so obviously they expect it to be incredibly busy. So there was a pause waiting for these people to be recruited. We are in the middle of November now, and I wonder what is going to happen and how quickly this will be. I am an advocate of Vision Zero. We should have no injuries and no death on our roads. We can make our roads safer by catching people who are careless and dangerous and deterring them from doing it again. This morning I attended Roadpeace's World Day of Remembrance of Road Traffic Victims. I've been affected by a death of a family friend on the road. I have personally been affected by an injury in a road traffic collision. Life does move on though, sadly, and it is events like that today and in today's memorial service which brings to light just how awful and devastating these crashes can be. I saw many photos of some of those who had lost their lives and heard some stories from the families who have been ripped apart. Five people every single day on average die on our roads. This needs to stop. Thank you very much for reading or listening. Samuel.